Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here in the car. Again, you're driving with Wayne, so thank you so much. I'm actually just went up, picked up a bagel, drive-through only, crazy coronavirus, and hoping today that we can just, again, push through as a society, as just people helping one another. But in the fashion of howtosellyourcoaching.com, I'm going to give you a tip today, a tip that I haven't given anyone in probably two decades. That's no exaggeration. Didn't come from the coaching world. Actually came from a network marketing company that I actually owned back in about 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago. The power behind this is real. I'm going to give you the good. I'm going to give you the bad. I've never seen a coach do this. And I will even say I haven't done it in my coaching practice. I've done it in other businesses. However, let me share it with you. And then you feel, you can use it as you feel is needed or not. People love to be part of a community. Now, I saw this well before Facebook, social media. People love to be part of a community. And also, people love to benefit. And people love unexpected benefits. You show up, and there's a before Amazon, if there was a gift on your door, oh my goodness. Now, even though we see Amazon all the time, it's still fun to open up the Amazon gift. Somebody sends you a handwritten card instead of an email. It's like, oh, thank you. They care. Are you with me? Okay. So let's look at that. Let's look at how all of that works. And then I'm going to share with you something very powerful, something very unique, and something you can do today. Let me go back again to the network marketing business. The company I was building was called Network Solutions International. We provided leads for other network marketers. We're basically a lead company. But when people purchased the leads from us, we paid out a commission and had a network marketing pay plan to a commission structure. But what we did a little bit different was we had about a 40 to 50% profit there. We had a pretty big profit margin. Actually, it was probably about 30 to 40%. 30 to 40% profit margin. So what I did every month, the profits grew. I started taking and rewarding anyone that had recruited somebody. So they were actively helping me build this business. I rewarded them. I took a portion of it. And now a lot of network marketing companies still do this. They call them profit sharing pools. It's a pool. If you hit this level, you get a percentage of all the people or all of the company or whatever. So I did a profit sharing, and but I didn't tell people about it. Understand that. I just surprised them. So imagine you're working a company, or imagine you're a coach, you're a client, and you just signed up with this coaching program. 30 days in, you've done what they've asked. And I would always tell people, wait until that second payment comes in. Make sure they're going to commit with you. Make sure they're doing the work. And then what you're going to do is you take part of the profit. So let's say you have a $10,000 month and $8,000 of that's profit. What if you gave away, again, I know a lot of you give away 10% to as a donation to a charity or church or something. That's great. But let's say you took another... Let's say you took another 5% and you gave it away, another 10%. And you're like, Wayne, I'm here to build a business, not give it away. Okay, what if you took one small, let's say you had 20 clients and you sent each of them a $15. So they're paying you $500 a month. I'm just going to throw numbers out. Truly not in front of a whiteboard. These numbers may not even make sense, but just hear the concept works. 50, again, 20 people that are paying you $500 a month, you mail them back a check. You literally go and pick up a check write a check out. Do people still have checks? That's really funny. My coaching business, we do not even have checks. But it's real simple to run and pick up a check. You can print checks on your computer now, whatever. Write them a check. Send them a gift card. Gift cards here's why I like checks better. A gift card is a token of appreciation. We appreciate you. Here's a gift card. A check for an odd number. So I wrote them a check back for $14.82. because I literally take the $8,000 profit and I take 5% of that and I divide it out among maybe the people that have been with me more than 3 months. With a handwritten note, guys, handwritten note. Hey, Susan, thank you so much for being the client of the Wealthy Coach. I'm really proud of you and what you're doing. By the way, we appreciate you sharing our post and helping us refer our program to other people. We had a profitable month. Listen, it's okay if they know you're profitable. We had a profitable month. And I want to share some of that back. I know the amount may be small, but I'm trying to share with all of my clients. I don't care then if the check's $5, $14, $150. You're going to blow their mind. Blow their mind. In appreciation, Wayne, P.S. I have set a business plan up for my company. Anytime that the profits exceed our goal, then I will be sharing these checks with my clients. So it may not be every month, smiley face, but let's hope it is. Are you with me? Come on, something like that. So they don't become expectant. If they become expectant, then it's no more than just a discount off of what you've given them. But if you're, and let's take it to another level. You're $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month, and you give back a portion of that. And so let me just say this. This is where you got to judge whether how you can, if this is something you want to do in your business or not, how you feel about it. If you're at $500 a month and you go to $550 a month, is it really going to make the difference in how many people come to sign on with you? But what if you took that extra $50 and you gave it, you gave 40 of that extra 50 out to people that stick with you more than 3 months? Are you with me? So it's probably going to be more than 40. It's probably going to be 60 to 70, depending on how big that pool is. It's a small token of appreciation. So I just left the bagel shop. Hey, Wayne, how are you? How's business? They're super nice. But what if they said, oh, wow, Wayne, you've been coming here every day for the last, whatever. We had a great month last month. The bagel's on us today. Or, hey, Wayne, hold on 1 second. Here's your bagel. Let me go grab something. And they come back with a check. And bagels are bagels. They're not, I don't spend as much there as a coach. But they come back and said, hey, listen, you've got a $2. And, putting a credit is good. We see that all the time. Buy 10 coffees, get one free. Come on. That's almost expected today. Do something that's different. Hey, Wayne, here's our check. I had my accountant print it last week. I know it's small, but next time you drop by the bank for any reason, it may be worth throwing in there. It's $2.50. Or if you want to sign it back over and we'll just put it on your account. But next time you buy food from us. Let them see the check. Let them see the physical check. It does something. People are not doing this. So, also another thing it does is it gives people, not does it make them just feel good that they're working with you. We want that. Come on. But it also helps them recognize when they see that check, and they know that you didn't have to do it, they're going to talk about it. Hey, I just got a check back from my coach. I got a profit sharing. Now they're not just one of your clients. They're part of the community. Make sure it says profit sharing on there somewhere. Come on. All right, guys. I hope this has been good for you. If you would say, Wayne, how do I do that? How can I afford to do that? How can I do it where it really? And there's a couple. There's two other tricks I'll give you if you'll jump on the call with me. So I'll show you how to do this where it doesn't cost you anything. In fact, you're probably going to make more money doing this. I'll show you when it comes to tax implications and so forth. So I'll show you a way to really benefit on this. And there's two other tricks I want to share with you that I don't have time to cover here on the podcast. So jump over to callwithwayne.com. Callwithwayne.com is simple. It's easy. Jump on it. You'll get a schedule. Jump on the phone with me. Let's talk. Let's spend. I promise you at least one aha moment on every phone call. And there's no obligation to work with me. If you choose to, we'll go there. But again, callwithwayne.com. I look forward to hearing from all of you. And again, make it a great day. Stay safe. And we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.